sort of stuff.
Anyway, okay, so we're going to do a piece today. We're going to start and we're going to do a piece in the Ramban. It's a very famous piece in the Ramban. And the Ramban himself actually says it's really, really important. Okay? I understand all the words. I cannot honestly say that I understand the concepts. Which is why we'll study it together and we'll see what we get. Okay? And I'll read it. We'll read it together. We'll read it slowly. And it's a lot of text. But, you know, it's time to change up a little bit anyway. Everyone's looking at me like, yeah. Debbie's like, okay, whatever. No,
I'm definitely
going to
be lost.
I don't think so. Well, maybe. Perakaf Dalid. Perakaf Dalid. Pasuk Aleph. Okay? Avram brought Maranach Peila. Okay? And we'll just read a couple of psukim and then we'll go into the Ramban. Because you don't need all the psukim in order to learn the Ramban. It says the Torah. The Abraham Zaken va bayamim. Vashem berachat Abraham bakol. Okay, Abraham is Zaken, old. Va bayamim. So obviously all the commentators question why, if it means, what does va bayamim mean if it means he's old? Right? Why would you say the same thing?
Running out of days? Death is imminent.
Is it? But it's clearly not. Because he lives many years after this and has many children.
Maybe that was the bracha.
That was the bracha? Wow, I never thought of it that way. That's clearly not the pshat of the pasuk, I think.
Yeah.
It means he is old and God, Berach, had blessed him. According to your interpretation, it means and God blessed him that after he got old that he would still continue to live. A little bit of a stretch. Okay?
It still seems superfluous.
Right. What does it mean, Zaken, and then ba yamim? Okay, what's the difference between Zaken and ba yamim?
Are you right in the beginning? Where are you? Sorry.
Perakaf Dalet Pasuk. Perakaf Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Okay?
Yes, gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Hashem Berachet Abraham Bakol. Okay. But Yomer, so then, we'll just read one more Pasuk. Okay? We Yomer Abraham Elavdel. So God blessed Abraham with everything. Okay? Look at Rashi. Berachet Abraham Bakol. Bakol, see Bakol in Rashi and Aleph. Bakol, ole begematria ben. God blessed him. Bakol, bet, and then Kaf Lamed. Kaf is 20, Lamed is 30. Right, 20 plus 30 is 50. So Bakol is the same as ben. God blessed Abraham with the son. Ben, isha. Okay, since he had a son, he had to marry him off. You don't like that? You don't like that, Rashi? You don't like Rashi?
No, I do, but not this. Yeah, it's a stretch.
Well, the question is as follows. Right? And what's the next thing Abraham's going to do? The whole, as we all know, right, he's going to find him a wife. Right. So obviously the question is, Vashem Berechet Abraham Bakol is an introduction to
what's coming
next.
But to me, he's saying that everything that he promised Abraham, he's delivered on those promises.
Has he?
Promised him a son and a nation and a...
No, he didn't promise. And a son and...
A land.
Land he got. Son he got. What else did he promise him?
Did he get land yet?
He will inherit the land. No. Not to buy the land. He wasn't promised... The buying of the land is in contradistinction to the promise. God didn't promise you'll have to buy the land. Yeah, it's yours.
But in what way practically is it his yet?
Practically? Right, it's a promise.
Wait, this is
all this is correct. It's just a promise.
Been inherited yet.
Nothing's been inherited yet.
But he has been given a son.
What? Okay.
From which a nation is destined to come. But now Abraham has
see,
to
this
do
is
his
such an,
part
I mean, I, this is not what I want to talk about today. But it's such an important topic. Abraham has promised a son. He's promised descendants. He's promised children. Okay. So what should he do?
Marry off his son, so that his nation can come.
What,
he has to do his part of it.
Oh, that's exactly the point. Right, so you said, has he promised the land? Yes, he was promised the land, so maybe he shouldn't do anything. But we don't see that. Like, this is really a parsha of Abraham. What do you mean? Isn't he a person of emunah? Doesn't he have faith that God will give him fulfill all the promises? And the answer is, yes, he believes that God will fulfill the promises on one condition.
If he does.
Yeah, you got to do something. You know what I'm saying? You got to sit back. You can't sit back. The last thing God promised, okay, at the very last thing we see, we're at Akedah Yitzchak, ki barech avarechecha. After Akedah Yitzchak, and the angel comes to him and says, "You're awesome, Abraham. We love you." Harba arbe et zaracha kechochve hashamayim, or will make your children like the stars of the sky. V'kachol asher asfat hayam. V'yiraz zaracha shoyibav. Your children are going to be so numerous. Okay? So and Abraham is pretty old. And then Sarah dies, and right after Sarah dies, so what does Abraham say? It's like he's been waiting around for quite a while for this to happen. And it hasn't happened. Right? He lived in Gerar for 20 years. How old is Yitzchak now?
37.
What, 37? How old is Yitzchak when he gets married? He was 37 at the Akedah. How old is it? Irina, how old is Yitzchak when he got married?
40.
Not 60? He was 60 when they had children, when they were born. What?
I think
four,
I'm pretty sure
40. Okay. 40? Is that normal to wait till your kid's 40 to marry him off?
Yeah, we talk about a late start. What did they say?
He lived longer than.
Not that much longer, right.
Rivka's married at 3.
Rivka's married at 3. Well, she's a girl. It's different, trust me.
Watch it.
I have no comment. Our daughters are under a lot more pressure than our sons. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. The point being, I think you're right, Nikki, is exactly that there's an idea of, like, bracha is one thing. And it's not a lack of emuna in order to say, I was promised this bracha, but in order for the bracha to come to fruition, I have to do my part. I have to marry my kid. Like, if God promises me, or you'll have many, many descendants, and I never, my kid never marries, and I never, he never has a family. All the promises of the world, like he's going to force him to have children, it's going to be, you know, immaculate, whatever. I don't know, how would you do it? No, in the natural course of things, you also have to do your part. We see that over and over. We see that with Maran HaMachpelah, and we see this with this as well. Okay, I don't want to talk about that. I wanted to talk about Hashem Beirachet Abraham Bakol. So Rashi says Bakol, it's Gematria Ben. There's a long essay of the Ramban, so I ask you to bring the Ramban. And the reason I wanted to read the essay, I've seen it before, I've ignored it each time, okay, because it's long and it's complicated, it's Kabbalah, and he tells you it is, but it's worth it to be exposed to, just to understand, like to see the terms and see the concepts and to be exposed. Okay, so, Rivka, right?
Rachel,
excuse me, Rachel's going to be our English person. So you want to be on chapter 24,
okay.
Verse 1, the commentary in Ramban, she's got the English in case we get stuck. Okay, so the Ramban says the following.
Yeah.
See the Ramban, it's on Uberach et Abraham Bakol. It's in the it's on Pasuk Aleph. But it's the second comment on Pasuk Aleph. Berach et Abraham Bakol. If you don't have it, there's an extra chumash here. So Nikki, if you want to follow.
So this one.
No, you want to you're just gonna listen? You wanna follow in English also? With what? With Rachel? You're gonna listen? Okay. Yeah, it's a big one. But we're not intimidated by size, right?
We're gonna
grab the bull by the horns, but I'm going to give you this one, okay? It's an important Ramban. Here, start here. Rebbechad Abraham Bakol. Use this one, it's better. Okay? In general, I always believe it's always better to have the better version of the book that makes it more readable. It's like anything else in life. Like the more you have something, like the less obstacles you have to overcome in something,
the more the version of the phone,
the greater the likelihood you're actually going to use it. Right? And the same, it's absolutely true when it comes to Sfarim as well. Like if you have to overcome, if you can't read the vowels and you have a vowel version and a non-vowel version, then you're just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You're just not going to do it. So it's always beneficial to upgrade when it comes to books, and then you get rid of the old ones. Okay, Barachat Abraham Bakol. What is Bakol? Be'osher, with wealth. V'nechasim, v'kavod, orech yamim, ubanim. Wealth, property, honor, long life, children. V'zot kol chemdata adam. And that's the great desire of everyone. So that's a quote of, he's quoting, Ibn Ezra. That's what is Bakol? What do people want? They want wealth, they want health, they want well-being, they want children. They want honor. They actually want kavod more than anything.
What about peace and happiness?
What?
Peace and happiness.
What brings you happiness?
Well, inner peace.
Yeah.
Connection with Hashem.
Okay. Nah.
It's very different than the American dream. I was just teaching about the American dream.
I've been thinking about the American dream recently.
Yeah, chicken in every pot.
The American dream is impossible. Like, the American dream is defined as... The American dream is defined as our children. I'm sorry, you're not Americans. Yeah. Right? The American dream is defined as are your children better off than you were?
No, the American dream is the concept
Nope.
And a chicken in every pot.
Chicken, they don't want chicken in every pot. That's not it.
A chicken in every pot is like the promise of one of the presidents during the Depression, I think.
Yeah, Roosevelt promised it. But that's long gone. Now everybody wants to, they want to do better than their parents did, and they want their children to do better than them. The problem is what happens when you've exhausted the limits, when you know.
When there's a chicken in every pot.
When there is a chicken in every pot. Correct. 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 When poverty is defined as having cable television, which it is, right? You can be considered what?
More
cable television.
You mean even when you're poor, you have cable?
Sure.
Right.
That's considered right. That's considered. It's not considered a luxury in America today to have cable television.
Exactly. Cell phone. Yeah.
So that's fascinating. And it's great for society. The problem is though, you can't be richer than everyone else. There's a limit to how great this is. So then, the only way you can become happy is if you redefine values. If the whole country would come to somehow say, this is not what we're all about. We have to find equality. We have to help other people. We have to want everyone to be as well off as we are, et cetera, et cetera. But it's hard to see that happening. You know what I'm saying? Because the values are so, they're so monetarily driven. I want more, I want more, I want more. And that desire for more is unbelievably self-destructive. Because, well, we'll soon see. Anyway, not in our Ramban. Okay, so that's because Ibn Ezra. His kira katuv zeh, Lemor, ki haya shalem bakol. The Torah says, it comes to teach us that he was complete bakol and everything. Lo chaser davar. Nothing was missing. Zulatish yir'eh banim livno. He had a child. But he wanted to be, the one thing he didn't have was grandchildren. Shian in chalu ma'alato uchvodo. Who will inherit his greatness and his honor. V'lachen hitaveh lezeh. And therefore, that's what he wanted. Meaning, it's not considered a lacking that Yitzchak wasn't married, interestingly. He had a child. He did his part. I did mine. You know what I'm saying? What about the next generation? At some point, you got to assume that Yitzchak himself is going to take responsibility and marry himself off. This is very interesting that Avraham didn't do that. He sort of wanted to rev the engine. He wanted to get it done. Okay, we're going to continue.
Ask something. How come Sarah's so passive in all of this?
Sarah's dead.
But she had 37 years to do something.
I don't know. Like I'd asked you before, is 37 too young? You know what I'm saying? They call him a nar. They don't treat him as an adult. He's not related to as an adult until now. Until he marries. What?
Failure to launch.
Yes. Failure to launch?
That's an expression they use for fat kids that never leave home.
Really?
She didn't want him to leave home, clearly. There's a term in America called the mama's boy, and it's a very derogatory term.
It's
very
failure to launch.
Right, but
they're 35 still living with their mother.
Well, the end of the parasha when it says by Yinachem Yitzchak, when Yitzchak brought Rivka into his tent, by Yinachem Yitzchak arei Sarah imo, that clearly he was a mama's boy, but I don't want to be judgmental because he's Yitzchak Avinu, but he was clearly connected to his mother. He was raised by his mother. He was attached to her, and then when his wife came in, his wife replaced took the place of his mother as that. I don't know, whatever role you want to say, you know what I'm saying? But it's clear that the Torah says explicitly. So he didn't marry. He didn't feel the need to marry. He had his mother gave him the love and the support and the whatever that he needed.
But how does the Ramban...
She did laundry? I don't know. I don't know about the laundry. They had servants to do the laundry.
She knew that he was all of these things.
Who?
Sarah.
That Yitzchak was all these things?
Yeah, that a whole nation was going to come from him. Surely she felt some sort of obligation to make that happen.
Sarah?
That's
always a question. Maybe she felt an obligation to make sure that he was grounded spiritually before she sent him up in the world. Maybe she knew more than anybody else what the world was really like. Avram's clearly a major theme in our parasha. No local girls. Why no local girls? What? Why no local girls?
Because
they were. But the girls that he's getting is also Avodah Zarah. Don't do you think that Rivka didn't? It was very lucky. It was very lucky that Rivka wasn't Ovedet Avodah Zarah. He didn't know. Right? There's no way to know. So what's the benefit? So Kliyakar says the benefit is obvious. If he goes there, he'll be mired in Avodah Zarah. If he marries a local girl, he'll be mired in, like, you know, the father-in-law and Christmas, and you know what I'm saying? We'll have you for the family, right? But if he brings her out of her environment into his environment,
she has to adapt to him.
That's the Kliyakar. Very logical thought. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, even if she's obeyed Avodah Zarah. If she's obeyed Avodah Zarah, we can... You can work on that.
Especially if you get young enough.
Right, 3 years old. Okay. So that's Ulurabotenu bazeh inyan nifla. Next paragraph. Our sages, you have it. Our sages said a wonderful thing, an incredible thing. You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Amru, they said, Vashem beirach et Abraham bakol. God bless Abraham bakol. So now we're going to read a midrash. Rabbi Meir Omer, shelo hayta lo bat. What is bakol? What is the blessing of bakol, that he had everything? Shelo hayta lo bat.
He
had no daughters.
Okay, yeah.
What did Rita say? Go easy? I didn't say it.
Bless. There we go.
Yeah.
What's the implication and understanding? You're all just quiet. I'm not going to say. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bat haitalo. Rabbi Yehuda says he had a daughter. Acherim omrim bat haitalo ubakol shema. Okay. He had a daughter and her name was Bakol. No, Bakol. So the meaning of the pasuk. So you have three opinions. Rabbi Meir said Hashem bless Abraham with everything. What's the biggest blessing? No daughter. Okay? Rabbi Meir said, what are you talking about? He had a daughter. Bakol means he had a daughter. Not only a son, he had a daughter as well. And Achirim, that's the opinion, Achirim, that's the name of an opinion, said, no, he had a daughter, and the name was her Bakol. Achirim said her name was Bakol. Okay? Darash Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said, now Abraham is going to explain. Rabbi Meir explained, Shalom haita lo bat Abraham. He didn't have a daughter. Bezu lo libracha. The blessing was, if he had a daughter, he would have had to marry her out to the daughters of Canaan. Because he couldn't marry her in the family. And therefore, what would have happened? She would have become subjected to their worship. And if he had sent her away to this Canaanese land, she would have worshipped. Why? The woman was in the possession of her husband. And that's the way it was, right? You know, to think about the idea of marriage was very much you abandon your thing, you go to him, and you adopt his culture, you do whatever, you know, whatever that family does. Very much like that. Very, very much like that. Even in our cultures, it was very much not accepted to mix cultures for this reason. Like, people didn't want their daughters to marry an Ashkenazi, and Ashkenazi didn't want to marry their daughter's Sephardi because kind of you're losing your daughter. Okay? Anyway, so that's why it was bakol. That's why it was a blessing. It wasn't they didn't want daughters, but the idea was he would have no control over his daughter's spirituality. He doesn't want his holy, pure offspring to go to chutz la'aretz. V'afki avod avodah zarah. Certainly not that she should worship avodah zarah. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda darash ki bat haitala. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he had a daughter. De'afilu barta lo chasrei rachmana. De'afilu barta, even a daughter, lo chasrei rachmana. That God did not withhold even a daughter from him. And you think that if Abraham was blessed with everything, it would make sense. He had a son and a daughter. Because there's no record in the Torah of any daughters being born. Daniela, why is there no record of any daughters being born to Abraham if he had daughters?
Significant.
I'm just picking on you. Okay. V'hi bracha bakol. My mom says, that is the bracha of everything. Okay, meaning, of course he had daughters. How could he not have daughters? Ki hayalo kol asher yichmedu anashim lo chaser davar. He had everything. Nothing was missing. And people want sons and daughters. They want children.
Except his beloved wife was dead and he had no grandchildren. But he had everything.
He had two sons. He had one son he sent away. He had another son. Is it a given that you have to, you know, you want to see your grandchildren, you want to play with them, but is it a given that you have to see them in your lifetime? You know you're gonna see your great grandchildren, your great great grandchildren.
No, I hope my grandchildren.
Okay, you want to, but it's not.
No, but if you speak to any grandmothers, they'll say it's the biggest nachas in the world. Or grandfather.
I often think of my grandparents. Like, I think of my grandparents. Like, I have this on the wall. Yeah. I don't know anything about my great grandparents. Literally, almost nothing. I know my grandfather's mother, I know a little bit. And their parents? Anybody here know anything about their great-great-grandfather?
A little bit.
What?
Fascinating history, but yeah.
And it means that we're here for as long as we're here, and you have the influence for as long as you can have the influence, and you do the best that you can do. But there's going to come a generation that will say... You know, they'll be on Jenny.com and they'll see a name and it won't mean anything to them.
We were the ones that brought them to Israel.
Oh. Is that good or bad? We'll see. Okay. And a Chayrim came along and said the name of the daughter. Okay, so we have three opinions. We have Rabbi Meir, who says no children is but the blessing of Bakol. Rabbi Yehuda says Bakol is that he had a daughter. And along came a Chayrim and said, we agree, but her name was Bakol. Okay, which of those three would you find makes the least sense? Right, correct. Right, the first one, there's a logic behind it. You might not like the logic, but we understand the logic. The second one, we like most, right? Son and daughter. The third one, yes, he had a daughter and he named her Bakol. Don't get me wrong, but you don't mind that? You're okay with that? Okay. What? Yeah. Abraham, Baba, Yamin, is that Pshat? Is it Pshat?
Blessed with
Bakol. Beirach Abraham Bakol. God blessed Abraham Bakol. And that happened to be the name of the daughter who's never mentioned anywhere else that anybody had a daughter. And he had her, but he named her Bakol. Does that make sense? It's not Pshat. Napshah.
No.
Okay, so when you see a midrash like that.
Do you don't hear about Dina being born and then you hear
about. Sure do.
Yeah,
Dina's born.
Sarah?
No. Wait, no, she's mentioned the count. I don't know about her birth. The children of. She specifically mentioned, but the children are only mentioned by name. Yeah, she's mentioned.
I'm just thinking about another example.
They clearly had to have more daughters. There was clearly many, many more daughters. And why even more daughters are not mentioned, I don't really know. You know, why Sarah is mentioned is the unusual thing. But here, when you see a midrash like that, you have to say to yourself, whoa, what in the world is going on? Something much more is going on. Because when you see, like, first opinion, Bakol, logic. Second opinion, Bakol, also logic. Third opinion, her name was Bakol, what the heck is going on? U-be-emet, okay, when he says be-emet, when the Ramban says emet, what is he saying? Something more than you know, I think the pshat. She'en kavanat la'achirim v'hamachloket ba'amim Rabbi Yehuda lehodia otanu shem habat hazot bilvad. As I have to tell you the truth, that the machloket between achirim and Rabbi Yehuda, yes, they both agree that he had a daughter, but the achirim say her name was Bakol. It's not about the name. It's about something much more. V'chalila lehem shiyotziu birchato shel Abraham shigidola uklalit li'inyan zeh. God forbid that that's the only blessing that Abraham had. Bakol, he had a blessing, he had a daughter. Her name was Bakol. That's all he had? He was poor, he was impoverished, his life was terrible, but he had a daughter named Bakol. Really? Shiyomar hakatuv ki beirach otu Hashem bebat achat sheshma kach. That was the blessing. That can't be. Aval achirim chadshu. See where I am? Aval achirim, everybody with me? You guys with me? Okay. Aval achirim chidshu bepeirush hakatuv hazeh inyan amok ma'od. The Achirim are mechadesh. They're innovating something very deep. V'darshu b'zeh sod misodot haTorah. And they made a drash. They derived a sod, a secret from the secrets of the Torah. And now it gets interesting, huh? Okay. V'amru. And they said, ki bakol, the word bakol, tirmoz al inyan gadol. The word bakol is a remez, is a hint to a great matter. Vuhu, and it is. Sheyesh lehakadosh baruch ha midah tikra kol. There's a midah of God called kol. What is that midah? Mipnei shehi yisod hakol. It is the foundation of everything. So there's an attribute of God called kol, which is the foundation of everything in existence, in the universe. Uba ne'emar, and about it is said in Yishayahu, Anochi Hashem oseh kol. I am God who has made kol, everything. V'hu she'emar, and it also says in Kohelet, v'yitron ha'aretz b'kol hu, and the benefit of the land is in this kol. Okay, so kol is now a code word. It is not, doesn't mean everything. It means kol. It means the attribute of God that refers to the power of creating everything, of everything in creation. Yomar, meaning ki yitron ha'aretz b'tova ha'gedola. Hashofea al kol ba'e olam, ba'avur ki bakol hi. Let's read that again. Yomar, meaning. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You following? So translate. I'm going to get his translation.
That is to say that the profit of the earth and the abundance.
Profit, i.e. with an F. Profit, the benefit of the earth, right?
The benefit of the earth and the abundant goodness that is bestowed upon all that come into the world is on account of this attribute.
Ki bakol hi. It's meaning everything good that happens in the world comes through this element of kol. V'hi hamida hashminit miyud gimel midot. And it is the eighth of the 13 attributes. Not the midat harachmim, are elements of God. What are the other 12? I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. I understand the words. I don't understand the concepts.
It says, see Rambam, Exodus 34:6. The note on that.
34:6?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's saying, mean he says it is Yugimo Midot Arachamim. 34:6 is where the Yugimo Midot Arachamim are. Okay?
When we're saying in benching.
Arachamim Chanun Erech Apayim Brav Chesed Be'emet. What?
When we're saying in benching, Bekomikot.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. What are the words? What before we get to? Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Bakol, Mikol, and Kol. So there's a reference to Psukim. Hashem Berech Davam Bakol, right? Yitzchak, I'm sure there's a Mikol somewhere, and you know Yaakov is Kol. So those are references. But it's not just that. Isn't just that's immediately what I thought of when I saw this Ramban. It's not just like Stam thrown in there. That these attributes of Kol are clearly powerful forces in the world according to this Kabbalistic concept. Look it up. Where does he make reference?
Yes, Exodus 34:6.
You want to take a look?
The eighth. It says it's the eighth one of the 13.
How do you count them? Hashem is El or El Rachum v'Chanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Rav V'Rav. Right. How you divide them up is a huge machloket. I'm sure people have written dissertations about it, like what the 13th. How you divide up the 13th. That's something that I'm sure. Rav Kasher did. If you're familiar with his Torah Shlema, so this was a man named Rav Menachem Kasher. Where was it? Shmod.
Exodus 34:6.
Yeah. So this is a work.
See Ramban. Yeah.
Called Torah Shlema by Rav Menachem Kasher, and basically he says he has it's a work on the Midrash, kind of like all the Midrashim, but his footnotes are incredible. Like he'll tell you where this Midrash appears in every other Midrash in the Torah and different versions of it. And different languages, et cetera, different versions of the languages. And then the great part is he has these essays at the back, and I would be shocked if he didn't have an essay on Yugimo Midot, on what the Yugimo Midot were, because he has crazy essays on it. But okay, but I digress. If you want to look it up, you want to look it up in the Ramban afterwards, okay? On Ramban on Yugimo Midot. That's the eighth Midah, Bako. Umidah Acheret, and there is a sub Midah. Tikra bat ne'eletzet mimena. Kol, so remember, it's like, think about it like, you know we have like lametet melachot, the 39 melachot of Shabbat. So you have what's called an av melacha. And then you have toldot, you have sub melachot that are sort of derivatives of it. So this kol, this midah of kol, has a midah that derives from it called bat. Ubahu manhiget hakol. And bat is the through which is the midah through which God guides, manhig, drives everything. V'hi beit dino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hamidat hanirmaz b'milat v'Hashem. This bat is the beit din of God that's alluded to in the name of Yud Hei Vav Hei b'chol makom. Okay, so everybody got that? You got kol? Right. No, just take it for what it is. Really, If we come away from this not really understanding what's going on, I'm okay with that. I think sometimes, like, you know, to be exposed to these things, to be exposed to these concepts. He writes it, he explains it. You have to let it percolate in your head and be exposed to it more and more. If you got nothing out of it, tell me afterwards, and we won't do this around again. Okay. V'hini kret kala b'sefer hashirim. It's called kala, choti kala. Why? What's the root of the word kala? Kol, lachil. Ba'avor shiklula min hakol. The kala, achoti kala, is Knesset Yisrael. It's klula, kalul, is considered made whole from everything.
That's
nice. It's okay, we have kol, bat, which is the mida of the Beit Din of God that meets out all of the everything that happens in the world. Okay, it's also called kala. V'hi shechachamim mechanim shema Knesset Yisrael. This is what Chazal called Knesset Yisrael. What does Knesset Yisrael allude to? You all heard that term, Knesset Yisrael. Okay? What does Knesset mean? Knesset, from the word? Kitkansut, the gathering of. Bimkomot Rabim. Ba'avor shehi knusat hakol. Knesset Yisrael doesn't refer to any one place. Knesset Yisrael refers to the entirety of the Jewish people. Okay, because it's kol, it's everything. It's the all-encompassing entity that is Am Yisrael. But it refers to all of us together, this kol. V'hamida hazot haita la'Avraham kibat. This midah was like to Abraham, like a daughter. Okay? Ki hu ish ha-chesed v'yitneheg v'zu. He's the man of chesed. And he operated in this way. V'lachen amru acherim. So this is what acherim were saying. They were saying, ki en abracha hazot shenitbarech bakol. When it says Abraham, Hashem beirach et Abraham bakol, it doesn't mean that he had wealth and prosperity. It means he was given this midah of bakol, that everything in the world, all blessing, would flow through him, ultimately through Knesset Yisrael, ultimately through right the entire totality of the Jewish people. Okay? Therefore, amru acherim, the acherim said, ki ena bracha hazot shitparech bakol romezet al shaholit bat misara ishto. It's not a physical daughter that he had a daughter from Sarah, oshalaholid, or he didn't have, and that was the first opinion. Aval he romezet inyan gadol, but it is an allusion to a great matter. Sheberach oto b'midah shehi betoch midat hakol, that God was blessed Abraham with a midah in the midah of kol, which is what? What is the midah in the midah of kol? What's the sub midah called? Do you remember? The sub midah of kol is called bat. That's right. So comes along Achirim and said, yes, he had a bat, but it's not the daughter that you're thinking of. He had bat, which is a sub of kol. Okay. V'lachen tikra gam hi kol. And that's why the bat, the name of the daughter, is kol. Kilashon kishmi bikirbo. Like, my name is in his name. Okay, so the name of the daughter is kol, just like the name of the top is kol. V'hine hu mivurach b'shamayim uva'aretz. And Avram is blessed with heavens and earth. V'lachen amar b'hashem elokei shamayim v'elokei ha'aretz. And that's why it says that God, that's why he says, Abraham said, I will make you swear by Elokei HaShemayim and Elokei HaAretz. I appreciate the blank looks. I respect them. I really do. What?
This is good.
Yeah.
Who's the...
Ramban, by the way, is so into this. He's not so into this. He says, this is like essential to understanding the Torah, the world, all of human existence. Like
this particular...
This idea.
But at the time, who are they talking about? I mean, all the Gerim, all his servants. I mean, he was Amstrael. It's very limited. Like
I'm going to give you a matrix illusion. Free your mind. You gotta like... This isn't like... We've all been trained so much in like, what does the pshat mean? What does the word mean? What does this mean? Like, what does that mean? It's much like...
But it's very nice.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does it mean that there's this midah of kol through which Knesset Yisrael flows through and it comes through bat? I have no idea. I really have no idea, but it's fascinating.
But at least it says that when the day that you're kala, apparently you represent all the brachot of all Am Yisrael.
No, when it says when it refers to achoti kala in Shir HaShirim, he's referring to Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Yisrael is an allusion to the entity, the entirety of the Jewish people. Like, the Jewish people is not just the physical Jews that live in the world at any given time. Knesset Yisrael refers to all Jews throughout all time. Right?
All the Neshamot?
The entity, the greater Knesset Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? And the energy and the Shefa that flows through it. And that's what he refers to. It's the... Okay. Yitron Haaretz.
Different color.
I'm going to say it again. Yitron Haaretz. Yitron Haaretz. Yitron means the benefit or the positive existence of the world. V'tova hagdola, and the great benefit. I'm just reading back a phrase. I'm going to read this phrase again. Hashofer al kol ba'e olam ba'avur ki bakolhi. Without this kol, without this bracha, without Without this benefit, without that shefa, without that flow of positive whatever, I don't even know what you call it, right? The world would not be the blessed world in which we live today. It has to come through this, it has to come through Abraham. Yeah.
What the tafkid of Am Yisrael, basically.
Correct.
Is to bring that shefa into the world.
Absolutely.
Through this bracha.
Correct.
And that's what defines us as separate to
God. I don't know. I have no idea. We're talking about Abraham Avinu now, remember? Right.
Yeah,
it's a part of Knesset Yisrael. It's what you want to say defines us. It's what marks us. It's what obligates us. You know what I'm saying? All those things come together.
Yeah, what obligates us.
Correct. Correct. It's what marks us too, that we have this obligation, this responsibility. Let's be done. Fun. Va'inyan hazeh. We're going a little bit. Va'inyan hazeh nimsa l'raboteinu ramuz v'hagadot b'mkomot rabim. He says, once you know this idea, you'll see it alluded to in Agadot, in Midrashim, in many places. Okay? Ki'inyan, just giving you an example. Shamu b'Midrash Chazit, in Shir HaShirim. Sha'al Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai et Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Yossi. There's a shock, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai shows up, okay? He asks Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Yossi, Efshar she'shamata me'avichu ma'hu ba'atarash yitra lo imo. What is this? It says in Shir HaShirim, this phrase, ba'atara she'itra lo imo. Right, the crown that Shlomo HaMelech had, that his mother had crowned him. Like the Shir HaShirim, nobody has any idea what's going on in Shir HaShirim. It's all like whatever. Amar lo hein, he says, did you hear anything? He said, yeah, I got a good shot. Amar lo heach, what is it? Amar lo mashal le melech shaita lo bat yechida. I'll give you a mashal. King who had a lone daughter, one daughter. V'haya mechabeba yoter midai. He loved her too much. V'haya kore ota biti. He called her my daughter. Lo zaz michabava. His love continued ad shekara ota achuti. And he called her my sister. Velo zaz michabava. And he loved her so much ad shekara ota imi. He called her mommy. By the way, I know some people that like it's in it's a term of endearment. Europeans actually, they call their wives like after the fact that they're mothers. Like they call them mommy.
Right.
They
yeah,
do.
A lot of people.
Used as like
I didn't make that up, right? You're from Europe. Make that up.
No, but in America, people call their kids, hey, mommy, come. I don't know where it came from.
I don't know. Okay.
Israelis, mommy. They call everyone.
Israeli, that's what I'm thinking. Actually.
They call everyone.
Kach b'tchila, similarly, chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael b'karan biti. God loved the Jewish people and he called them my daughter. Hadahu dichtiv, and that is what it is said in Tehillim, shim'i bat u'ri'i. So first he called us bat, biti, mom. We're the daughters of God. And he loved us so much until he called us his sister. That's in Shir HaShirim. Open up my daughter, my sister, my beloved. And he didn't love them so much. He called us his mother. Hakshivu elai ami uleumi. Do you see the word leumi? Leumi. If you look in the Navi, it's leimi ktiv. It doesn't have a vav. That's what he said. That's the drasha. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, you got anything good? He says, yeah, I got a midrash for you. Like, so he says this midrash. First he calls us daughter, then he calls us sister, and then he calls us mother. Amad Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ben Ashkol Rosho. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai stood and he kissed him on his head. Amar lo ilu lo bati ela lishmo azeh davar mipicha die. If this is the only Torah I heard from you, that's enough. And we're all thinking, what in the world did he say? So remember, there's this flow. We start as bat, we become achot, and then we become em. So, and of course, the Ramban is like, get it? Everybody got it? Sure. Okay. And I'll explain to you. And this is explained in the Midrash of Rabbi Chunya ben Hakana. Amru bepasuk anachi Hashem, oseh kol, I am God who made kol. So now you understand, by the way, for the Ramban, anytime he sees the kol, it's a code word. It's not a call. Come on, okay. It's a code. No tesha mayim levadi. I planted the I placed the skies alone. Rokei aretz meiti. Ani says God. This is a midrash. Kishenatati ilan zeh lishtashea bo kol haolam. When I planted this tree, which tree are we talking about? There's only one tree that's the most important tree. The Eitz Hadat. Lishtashea bo kol haolam. Verakati bo. I wove in it hakol. I wove everything into it. V'karati shmo kol. And I call this tree Kol. Shakol talui bo v'akol mimenu yotze. Everything is dependent on it, and everything comes from it. V'akol tzrichim lo, and everybody needs it. Ubo tzofim, everybody looks to it. V'lo mechakim, and they wait for it. U'misham pochim neshamot, from there the souls fly, sprout. Levadi hayiti k'she'asiti oto, I was alone when I made it. V'lo yigdal ala malach lomar ani kidamti lecha, and there's no angel that will come and say, I came before this tree. Gam be'et shirakati artzi sheba natati v'sharashti ilan zen, at the time when I made my, wove my land, v'simachtim b'yachad v'simachti bahem, and I made them happy. Mi iti shigiliti lis lo sodi ze adkan. Who was with me that I revealed this sod? So you quote, everybody got that midrash? I don't understand either. I understand, I have no idea. Okay. Okay. And then he quotes another midrash about another.
It's not the
food
Torah.
What? Now it does. Oh, I mean.
If you read that whole thing that you just read.
I thought about the same thing, yeah.
And read excess Torah, then it makes perfect sense.
Okay. But he bases it on what pasuk? Anochi Hashem oseh kol. Okay, that the eights, maybe you want to say it refers to the Torah?
Yeah.
The
Torah was the blueprint of the world.
Yes. Okay. Let's skip to the last paragraph, and I think you're all looking at me like you had enough. It's fine. Okay. Actually, I want to go back to Umehechan Haita Bat La Abraham. Halfway through the next, I'll just say skip a few lines. You see where it is? Umehechan Haita Bat La Abraham? I'll wait till you find it. Because he brings it back, the Midrash brings it back to Abraham.
He's still in the Ramban.
He's still in the Ramban. Oh, okay. Yeah. No. You see it?
Yeah.
You see it? You guys found it? Umehechan Haita Bat La Abraham? Right after he quotes Chabakuk. Since you all have the big one. Just a few lines in, not so don't skip so much. Skip a couple of lines, not so far. No, it'll go back. It's on the page before. Yeah, it's like four or five lines in your thing.
We're just going to have to listen.
No, give me the chumash.
I mean, it's eight.
You see it?
Yours should be four or five.
Yeah, give it to me. I'll find it for you. Okay. Next page. My bad. Here. Fourth line on the next page. Okay, he quotes the Midrash that says, Zohar Abraham, dichti zerem o'avai, blah, blah, blah. Mehechan haita bat la Abraham. Where was her daughter to Abraham? Hen, yes. Dichti v'ashem be'erachat Abraham bakol. Again, this idea that bakol was a daughter. Uktiv, kol hanikra b'shmi l'chvodi b'rativ. Kol means everyone that calls in my name, l'chvodi u'lishmi, in my name I created him. Hahi bracha haita bito. This blessing is the daughter of Abraham. O, lo haita ela imo. Maybe it was his mother. Hain Bito Haita. No, it was his mother. He was his daughter. I just want to show you this idea of Abraham's daughter was this idea of Bakol, and that represented, the daughter represents the beloved, the thing that Abraham loves most, like a father loves a daughter. Like the thing that's most cherished, that God gave to Abraham in the most special way. Let's skip to the end. V'im Tavin. See where it says V'im Tavin? Skip a few lines. V'im Tavin. You have it in the next paragraph. Yeah, it says it. Yeah, v'im tavin, like five lines in the bottom, in the middle of the line where the dot is. See it? V'im tavin mashet chatavti. Okay. If you understand what I wrote, then teida ma'amar hanashim arurot shamu. Then you'll understand also the ma'amar hanashim arurot that they spoke about. Chazal spoke about the cursed women, which I don't know what it refers to. Umin az chadanu liktor lamachut shamayim chasar nukol. You also understand the pasuk in Yirmiyah mem dalid. Okay, what that pasuk means, that we're missing kol. V'lama nichteva hamila cheserat aleph, and why the word was missed with an aleph. And this is what he says: V'taskil dvarim rabim stumim b'Torah u'mikra. You'll understand many things that are hidden in the Torah and in the Tanakh. V'ilu yada ze hamit hader besodotav. Okay, and if someone is mitader, so if someone would know the secrets of God, te'alemna svotav mihalhig al divrei rabotenu, then he would stop his lips from mocking the words of the sages. If you only would understand what this means. And that's why I wrote this thing. To to shut the mouths of people who speak negatively about the tzaddikim. So he says, this, like, it's clear, like, from the Ramban, even though we have no idea what he's talking about, he says, if you understand the essence of what this means, this idea, the power of the kol, and what the blessing of God, and the nature of all of these things, then you would answer many questions that you have in Tanakh, you would understand a lot of the hidden things that are not understood, and you wouldn't make fun of a chachamim. Right? So you see this line in the Ramban, you're like, whoa, like you have to understand, like, for him, he's reading things on a totally different plane, based on different levels of kochot that we don't really have the understanding of. Okay? And I don't just felt it was worthwhile to see at least once, to read it inside, to understand it, and to understand that very often when we see midrashim, like he starts with this midrash, like the three-way machloket. Had a daughter, didn't have a daughter, we're fine with it. And all of a sudden, like, his daughter's name is Achayim are coming along and saying, you have to understand this on a totally different understanding. And what's fascinating is he's reading all these into the words of midrashim. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Kabbalah came along in the 15th century. But rather, this goes back way, 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 way farther back than that. And to understand that Chazal are trying to understand this and show this. This all appears. Shlomo HaMelech was trying to show this to us. Yechezkel is trying to tell this to us. If I only knew a little more Navi, maybe to understand what in the world he's talking about. Okay, stop here.